This week in Michigan football history, brought to you by Wolverine Beer. Here's mvictors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we go way back, all the way to November 27th, 1883, as the Michigan football program was hardly a program at all, and the game was more like a modified form of rugby. At that point, the history of the game in Ann Arbor stretched back a mere 4 years to 1879. The inaugural game was played in late May against Racine College and held at White Stockings Park in Chicago. The first touchdown in history is credited to Irving Pond, who later claimed he ran across the bleachers and leaped over the head of Racine tacklers and landed in the end zone. And while accounts of the games vary, it seems crossing the goal line didn't earn a point in this game. Michigan triumphed 1-0 on a kick by Captain Dave Tatar. In late November 1883, Michigan was wrapping up an extended East Coast road trip, facing four schools over an eight-day period. The Wolverines struggled in the first three matches, losing to Wesleyan, Yale, and Harvard. On this day, 127 years ago, Michigan played the men of Hoboken, New Jersey-based Stevens Institute. The game was played at the St. George Cricket Grounds on Staten Island. Of course, the rules of the game and how it was officiated weren't very mature, and to this day, the teams actually disagree on the outcome. Stevens Institute claims a 5-1 victory, while our records have it quite different, a 17-5 triumph for the Wolverines. While the Michigan fan base is very in tune with the history of this program, at least the events after Fielding Yost arrived in 1901, it seems the teams, players, and events of the 1800s are mostly lost. Many know that it was Michigan that taught the folks in South Bend how to play this game, but the 19th century also featured the first games against rivals Michigan State, Minnesota, Notre Dame, and yes, Ohio State. In the early 1890s, the football team also featured George Jewett, the first African-American player at Michigan and in the Big Ten. Believe it or not, there's a direct tie to Jewett and this year's team, as he's a relative of Michigan freshman Courtney Avery. Finally, each time you hear the Victors, know that composer Louis Elbel, a Michigan student at the time, wrote the song after the Wolverine team of 1898 capped their perfect season by defeating Amos Alonzo Stagg and mighty Chicago 12-11 on Thanksgiving Day. So inspired by the victory, Elbel put pen to paper and forever immortalized the 1898 squad as the Victors Valiant, the Conquering Heroes, and undeniably, the Champions of the West. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.